Welcome back to the very last day of the Balearic Yacht Show, the Palma Yacht Show, and of course the Palma Super Yacht Show. As is with most boat shows, by the very end of the shows, you're all starting to get a little bit tired.
Yes, we are.
But we've had an absolute amazing time. We had two great days of weather. Yesterday, we had a little bit of a rain out, but it just meant that everybody gathered together in different places and had a few glasses of wine, maybe a few too many glasses of wine, judging by a few of the faces today.
Not mine.
Not yours and not mine, but there were a few. But yeah, we've had an absolute tremendous time. And I think this is probably the first mediocre, bigger show that has happened since the entire pandemic happened. So,
yes.
You know, it's really good to see that it is possible to have these shows and to still have that interaction while maintaining social distancing. We're seeing that as well. You had difficulty getting into the show today.
Yes, absolutely.
Because, they've got a certain amount of number of people that are allowed into the show, and it doesn't matter whether you're an exhibitor, it doesn't matter who you are. Once they reach that limit, there is no one allowed in. So they're really, really being careful. And you know what? I mean, at times it can be annoying for someone like you or someone like me.
Could be. But I think you say the very, very good thing is that they showed that it can be done.
Yeah, exactly.
So controlling everything, checking the numbers, and you have to download apps and so on. But it can be done. And that's the most important thing.
For sure. And you know what? We're still having just as good a time as any other yacht show. We're really enjoying it.
Absolutely.
And how is it? I should introduce my guest, actually. Sorry, we've just been busy chatting. Alicia from SOS Yachting.
Yes.
So, but how has it been at your stand?
Well, actually, it's been never been so busy in the last few shows we had, actually. So, as you say, the first show after a long time. So, I think many people were just willing and wanting to come and have this personal interaction that we miss so much, because also we in our company, we did a lot of webinars and online calls and everything else in all these 1 year and a half.
I have to laugh. I think 2021 and 2020 was the year of, can you hear me? Can you see me?
Yes.
No, I can't hear you. Oh, turn your audio on, your video. Everyone.
Absolutely. I think we all now have Zoom, Google Meeting, everything downloaded in the laptop.
Yeah.
And it never happened before. But this does not replace the feeling that you have when you have a person in front of you. Though with the mask, but at least you can see them in the eyes and you have them in front of you and you can speak with them. I mean, it's not through a screen, that's it. But actually, we've been quite busy and many interested people.
Yep.
Also very good public.
What does though? Exactly. Could you explain to our
viewers what your company does? Boring thing. but it must
very
be done.
Necessary.
Yes, absolutely.
Of course.
So it has to be done.
Yeah.
We are fiscal representatives. So for foreign owned companies that perform charter activity in the countries where we are based, that is Spain, Italy, France, and Croatia, we act as a local fiscal representative for them when they perform charter activity, because they have to open a local VAT number, they have to pay VAT to the local government, and to do that, being a foreign company, they need a local representative. So taxes. But it has to be done, so that's it.
Exactly. You know what? I think that's the one swear word that is probably the worst swear word in the world.
Yes.
It's so confusing, and I imagine, especially in yachting, you know, you've got a yacht that is flagged to a certain country, and you've got crew on board that probably are from like four or five different countries.
Yes.
And I just can't imagine the headache.
And the rules, I mean, we have offices, let's say, in only four countries, but we managed to cover more or less all the med, more or less. Imagine that the rules in these four countries are different. So for many clients, it's difficult to understand, why does it here work like that, and why does it in Italy work different? Why do you ask for that in Croatia and you don't ask for it in France? Especially when it comes to non-European citizens that think that Europe is a country.
Yeah.
So this, when it comes to that, you have to explain them, listen, yes, we are all Europe, or we are all different countries. There is a European Commission that gives rules, but then each country can decide if and how to apply them. So it's not easy to let them understand how it works. We try to make it as simple as possible for them. We keep the headache for us, let's say, because that's how what we have to do. But it's not easy, because sometimes when they want to understand that, on one side it's good because they need to understand, but...
Well, let me ask you, when it comes to chartering, say, for example, a charter starts off in Spain, they dock in Italy for a while, and the guests go, you know, on board, on shore, and then they leave and they end up somewhere else. Is there a different taxation for every time they stop? Do they have to pay a tax in that country, or is...
No. It works like that. If a charter starts in a European country, so for example, as you said, Spain, VAT is due for the whole, for the entire charter fee only in Spain. So if it starts in Spain and then goes to Italy or somewhere else, they pay VAT only in Spain. The problem, let's say problem, more a little bit more complicated when the charter starts outside the EU. And in this case, for example, starting, I don't know, in Gibraltar, they come to Spain, they pay in Spain the part of VAT only for the days spent in Spain.
So in other words,
just an example.
It's a really good idea to hire your company for that kind of thing.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow, yeah. Do you know what? Even being an onshore operator of a business, I just...
It's crazy.
Just taxes, period, is really difficult to understand.
It is.
So, yeah, that's why we all have accountants. So, So you guys, as you said, are located in those areas. If people are looking to find you at the real show here, the on-ground show here, where are you located?
Here.
Right behind 10, us.
26.
I've been popping over there for a glass of cheeky wine here. That No, I haven't actually.
No, not yet.
Hello.
Not yet.
This afternoon, when we're all finished. Also as well, do you have a virtual stand this year?
Yes, absolutely. And it's the second year that we have a virtual stand. And it's amazing. I think the online show has been really a great idea.
Yeah.
And it worked really well, and it's been very well organized. With the conferences, we were thinking that, okay, not many people will see maybe the conference this year, because there is also the real boat show going on. But at the end, the conference remain there, so you can download them and you can have a look at them later. So someone wants to look at the conference, it doesn't have that, it has to be at the time where the conference is online, so it's okay. It's okay.
No, yeah. I think it's brilliant. I mean, I've been talking to a lot of different people, and they were saying that it is exciting to see this hybrid version that is starting to happen around the world, because you don't necessarily, you know, you want to reach in yachting. I mean, it's a worldwide industry.
Yes.
So somebody in the U.S. might be coming to do a cruise in the Mediterranean, but they're not going to come specifically for the Palma Yacht Show, but they do need to know what types of services are available.
Yes.
So to be able to reach that audience is, you know, necessary. And it's a shame it took 2020 and the pandemic for us to realize
absolutely. But we've been contacted by more than one client through the online stand that we have.
Yeah.
Because they could not come because of the travel restrictions, of course. We cannot do anything about that. But they contacted us through the online stand.
Nice.
So that's very good. That's very good.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So you can actually check them up online at the Balearic Yacht Show. They've got their stand there, as well in person right here at the Palma Yacht Show. I got to say, you guys, the weather today is absolutely stunning. It's not sunny. It's not raining. But it's cool enough. Like, I remember Thursday.
It's amazing.
It's heavenly.
Today it's amazing.
It? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Thursday and Friday, Friday wasn't the best weather, but it was still really, really muggy and hot. And today, I think it's just perfect, you know?
We were waiting for the summer, and there it is.
I go into hiding when it comes to the end of July and August.
Ooh.
It's too much for me.
Too much, yeah, absolutely. I do agree with you.
Once again, I thank you ever so much.
Thanks to you.
SOS Yachting. And you guys, we're having a great time here today. We're here for another few hours. I've got another interview coming up shortly. So thank you for tuning in. My name is Rhea. I am your host. We'll see you again.